Hello.
Oh. And we're back.
Hey, finally.
Good evening.
Welcome back to Two and a Possible, people.
Yes.
All right.
It's Miss Melanie.
It's Rashawn.
And it is finally here. It is November 12th. The day that we have been waiting for. Ugh. You don't know how excited I am. First of all, it's November. So it is my month. My birthday is in November. November is a month that I love. It's my favorite month of year because it is my birthday month. Unfortunately, it hasn't been the best month so far. But today is the day that I've been waiting for all year because Disney Plus dropped today, which made what has so far not been the best month, unfortunately, a little bit better. This has been the best day of the year, I have to say. Disney Plus is everything that I wanted it to be. I don't know about you, Rashawn, but I woke up this morning at 6:30. I meant to wake up at 6 o'clock, right on the dot, but I woke up at 6:30, and I opened up DisneyPlus.com, or whatever the website was, and logged into my account. I had no issues. Now, I know that there are some people that had issues, but Disney knew better than to mess with me this morning. I logged in, and the first thing that I clicked on was The Mandalorian. And I was not disappointed at all. But did you have any login issues when you
No, because I logged in at about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wait. Would you log in with your VPN?
No, it dropped early.
Oh, okay.
I was on Twitter when I heard, it dropped early. So when I was hearing everyone else saying it dropped early, I logged in and just started watching.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was asleep. Otherwise, I probably would have started watching, and I would have watched The Mandalorian 5 times instead of the 3 that I watched today. So I watched The Mandalorian first. I watched Aristocats second because that is my favorite Disney movie. I literally could not have had a better day today than hooking up all of the media that I could to Disney Plus. My dad had bought a Roku that he wanted to hook up his TV to, but his TV was having issues, so I got a free Roku that I'm now hooking up to my television. So I got a Roku that I hooked it up to. It's on my phone. It's on my laptop. I'm like Disney Plus everywhere. Basically, it's like the best day ever. But what else? And then, I don't know, there's lots of stuff that we have to catch up on because it's been a while since we've talked to you guys. But I am super excited about all the stuff that's on Disney. Their old stuff, their new shows that they have coming out. I think The Mandalorian is probably the first time I'm like, oh no, there's only one episode? What do you mean? I need to know what happens next. Why is this not a whole movie? Oh, yeah, it was really good.
It was really good. What did you think?
Let's see.
About Disney Plus. But that's before we get into like spoily stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about Disney Plus first. Me, I had no issues logging in because I knew it came on early. I saw like an article early in the day, the other day, talking about it might drop early. So I'm like, let me just stay up a little bit later just in case it drop. So I was able to catch it. But so far, I like Disney Plus. I like the interface.
Yeah, it's really, I think I love how it's laid out. And the search function is really good.
Yeah. So far, I've only watched The Mandalorian and some stuff from Avengers Endgame, extra credits, deleted scene. Which was surprising because I kind of liked it. One of the deleted scenes, I'm kind of upset that it wasn't in Endgame. I was like, oh, that would have been that was a nice scene between Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yeah. Are we supposed to be mad at Jeremy Renner right now?
No, because his court case is not over yet, so I'm good. I'm waiting till that stuff comes out because it is a custody case.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what happened. So I just know that there's something going on with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is exactly.
Oh, his ex-wife said some stuff saying he threatened to kill himself. He put a gun in his mouth. He's not treating his daughter right. And basically she just said all this stuff because after they had just gotten joint custody and she wants sole custody.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yep, I'm just waiting for the court case. That's all. Because even as lawyers, and she tried to, I'm like, okay, let's just let that play out in court. I don't want to say anything right now because it could not be true. It could be true. I don't want to roll the dice on that one.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. All right, cool.
So.
Sorry, I mean, but not just him. Scarlett Johansson is not my favorite right now either. But I do like the character of Black Widow. I'm like, I don't know, like I enjoy her as a character. I'm upset with Scarlett Johansson, but you know, clearly I want more development of the character as we prepare for the movie that's coming out next year that we have to wait so darn long for. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I haven't touched any of the Avenger. I mean, I haven't touched any of the Marvel stuff. Cause I kind of like, I don't know. I like I've separated myself from the, like, I don't know. It's been so long. I feel like
Demarvelized.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I think I stepped away from that fandom. Because it's such a long time until the next one that I kind of moved into I stepped out of that fandom and I'm currently in my Harry Potter-ness right now because Wizarding World, I'm totally switching gears right now, stepping away from Disney for a second. Wizarding World came out with a new app, so they changed Pottermore. And they came out with a new app, and now it's called Wizarding World, and you could get resorted. There's like a new sorting hat quiz, and you could join up with. They have this new passport thing. So you pay $75 to, and it's supposed to be like an extra. Things where you can get like extra like games and you get the ebooks for free on your phone and like special gifts and stuff. And so I just got back into the Harry Potter lore, and with my book club that I have, we're gonna be rereading the books, and I just like got more into the Harry Potter stuff, and I think there's an, you know, the movie is going to be coming out, not next year, but the year after, the new Fantastic Beasts is coming out in 2021. And I think I was just like, I'd moved on. Like, I wasn't as invested. I don't know. But, you know, now that, you know, the new, I don't know, all the new Marvel movies are, well, shows, I guess, are out with Disney Plus. I guess I can get back into it, but they're not out yet. I don't think.
Wait, which ones? The Marvel.
Those are out. Are any of them?
Nah.
Yeah, none of them are out yet. They don't come out till next year. So I'm just, there's not any new Marvel stuff for me to see. I mean, I guess there's like special features. I mean, a special extra stuff for me to see. But I don't know. I think I put my Marvel stuff away for a minute. But there's lots of Disney stuff for me to jump into. So I think right now I'm just not, I don't know. Marvel's on a shelf for a moment. Because yeah, I gotta wait till May, you know? I feel like that's forever away.
True. Only thing I am liking is like all the, like they did drop some concept art for the Hawkeye series. They just concept art for Falcon and Winter Soldier that looks kind of
just really think about good. That. You think it looks good? I heard some people complaining about it.
I'm waiting for U.S. Agent to call Sam Wilson boy. That's all I'm
here no!
for. Yep.
Not okay.
I'm waiting for his racist ass to be out there. I'm waiting. I can't wait to see it because I like that actor they chose. Like, I like him from the Black Mirror episode, and he's gonna make a great U.S. agent. And I'm gonna be like, I want all the U.S. agent and all the racism.
We don't need more racism. There's enough going on in the world.
Exactly. That's why I need it in Captain America. I'm in the Falcon and Winter Soldier show because I'm like, yep, that's America right now. I'm like, U.S. agent is the Trump guy. You know he is. So far, I feel like I'm enjoying Disney Plus, but I'm also like,
but what do you mean? But what but could there possibly be?
I kind of need more newer stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna check out the Jeff Goldblum.
What do you mean more newer stuff? There's like 17 new shows.
I'm not gonna watch High School Musical, probably not, because I'm like, it's not the High School Musical I grew up on. I'm like, okay, I can watch all these older shows that I used to love as a child, so I'll probably check them out. But I don't really see that much of newer stuff. I'm going to see the Lady and the Tramp thing eventually. I will see the new episode of Mandalorian that drops this Friday.
Sir, there is there's so much stuff to watch. What are you talking about?
I want new. I don't want that much of old. I like
then Italy this is not for you then. This is not hitting you where I don't know, you're wasting your time then. There's so much new though. Like all the National Geographic stuff, all the like Jeff Goldblum. He's on my nerves right now. But there's the Jeff Goldblum show. There's like three new movies. Uh-huh. You mentioned the Lady and the Tramp thing. There's like some kid shows too. But yeah, there and then all the like all those Marvel shows are coming out
next year.
Yeah, but I mean the stuff that's coming out this year, they gotta ramp people up to get them in for their subscription stuff first.
I kind of wish they had all the Marvel shows already, or at least some more.
They can't give you all the goods before they make their money first.
I wanted the goods like right now. I'm like,
no, because if they do that, then people it'll be like Tidal and people joining to listen to the Lemonade album and then quitting. That's not how Disney knows how to make money.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're gonna have people join, and then as soon as your subscription, your free trial ends, that's when the stuff you really want starts.
My free trial ends in a week, so I don't know. It might Not get renewed. I don't know yet.
Oh, well, my free trial ends next year because I have Verizon. But I already paid for the $6.99 for a year. So I'm for 3 years. So I'm good. I am all in. Thank you, Disney. All right. So, Mandalorian. I came to Star Wars late. I came to Star Wars last year. Before last year, I was not a Star Wars fan. I actually used to make fun of Star Wars people. I thought it was dumb. Then I sat down and actually like read it, researched it, got involved, watched all of the cartoons as well, and the movies chronologically, as well as in the order that they were produced, and fell in love. Spoiler alert. This show is so well done. Like, it is a space cowboy. What's it called? Space cowboy. Yeah, space opera. Yeah. It's like exactly, it reminds me so much of the original. Like, it's so good, though. Like, that first scene when he walks into the cantina, like, what? I'm like, my mother would love this because she loves those, like, cowboy movies. I'm like, you would love this. Like, you know, aside from, like, the alien thing. You guys know I hate aliens. I don't do that alien stuff at all. I love this. Like, aside from, like, the weird-looking creatures that I can't stand. I love everything about this show. Like, the Mandalorian, that Mando is... Like, his character is so... And that... Like, the whole show was just so good. It was just so good. And the acting was... I mean, it was funny. It was, like, action-packed. It didn't have too much of the bang-bang shoot 'em up because, you know, I don't really like that. It was just... It was well done.
The Mandalorian is almost perfect. I kind of was like more upset that it was like kind of so short.
Right. Like, it was like, wait, why is it only 40 minutes? Can I have a whole hour? Like, can I have 20 more minutes, please?
Yeah, but I feel like it literally was like that a pilot, like a real like the like, okay, this is the pilot they made. They didn't go back. They didn't go switch off or anything else like that. Like, this was the full pilot they had. And
I guess it would have been like a TV show. If it had commercials, it would have been an hour.
Yeah. But Disney Plus has no commercials, so...
Right.
We don't need to worry about those hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so good. And then the... Oh, my goodness. So, the droid was so hilarious. I was like... He was like, I'm going to self-destruct now. No, wait, stop. What are you doing? Don't do that. Oh, I loved it. I love the whole thing. And then the guy, I have spoken. That's my new catchphrase, by the way.
I have spoken.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's going to, like, start, like, whenever I'm, like, I've spoken. Like, I'm done. Like, it's the new ending of whatever. I've spoken.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Mm.
You're a SNL fan, correct?
Correct.
Now, which... former SNL cast member was in The Mandalorian.
That voice was familiar.
That voice was familiar. That's his name. Because I did recognize that voice, and I was like, who is that? What was his name?
Yeah, I believe he was I believe he was in SNL. Or I might be mistaken. Hold up. Because I know he's a comedian.
Bill Burr? Are you talking about Bill Burr?
No, not Bill Burr. He hasn't showed up. He was in the first episode of The Mandalorian. You have not seen Bill Burr yet.
No, you're talking about the guy who was driving the ship?
No.
The guy that was driving the, over the ice?
No, not him.
Because he's a comedian.
Do you give up?
Huh?
Do you give up?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Horatio Sands. Horatio Sands was in The Mandalorian. He was the guy the Mandalorian took as his first bounty. The guy in blue. Hello?
Sorry, you can't hear, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I was like, that voice was so familiar. And I was like, why is this voice so familiar?
Yep, but it was Horatio Sands was in The Mandalorian for the first episode. I'm kind of like, okay, cool.
Really, yeah, but there was another comedian too.
There will be Bill Burr will pop up.
Yeah, but the guy who was driving the ice ship.
Yeah, he's a comedian also. I seen his name earlier today when I was listening to some of the Mandalorian reviews. But yeah, he's a stand-up comedian. I was like,
oh. Yeah, there was a lot. There were so many faces. Oh, I guess, yeah. So I got to get, read up on like the names of some of the characters. I'm so enthralled with this storyline. And I want to know more about, well, first of all, I don't know what species the baby is because I don't know what Yoda is.
But, no one knows what Yoda is.
Right. But the baby Yoda species. Like, I was like, is it a clone of Yoda? Is it Yoda's baby? Is it like another species of Yoda? Like, because like the only other Yoda like species was Yolanda, whatever her name was. The other Jedi lady who kind of looked like Yoda, who was in the episode 5. And like, that's the only other species that's kind of looked like Yoda that we've ever seen. So like, who is this baby? Or not even baby, like it's 50 years old. Like, it's so tiny. It was so cute. I want one.
we forget Yoda was what, 900 years old when he died?
Right. So. He was 900. I was like, yo, they said he was 50. And then, no, the robot was about to kill it.
Yeah, Taika Waititi was about to kill it.
Yo, Taika. He needs to be in like every movie. I love him. Yo, you know what movie I need to see? I need to see Jojo Rabbit like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I absolutely love. So wait, you say the next episode comes out on Friday? Why does it come out so soon?
Because I feel like since they did the pilot was like so short. I feel like they're giving you like a little bit of a taste with this 40-minute episode. And there's like, okay, that's the first thing they shot. Then they went back to shoot the rest of this season. I feel like this next episode is going to be more bigger in scope and more of the story that we're going to get ahead. So like, we got a taste. Now that's when they're going to hook us really in. With as much as they showed, I'm like you give us so much of like a information dump, like little hints and everything, like, okay, it's after the fall of the Empire, because no one uses Imperial credits anymore as much. They dropped some stuff from like the holiday special to specific things in a holiday special that I was like, oh my god, they're referencing the holiday special. That is actually a thing. Like, they referencing, like, Life Day. They're referencing the animal that Boba Fett that rode in the holiday special cartoon. I'm like, oh, wow, this is kind of shocking. I'm like, this is nice. Like, you're giving, like, all this Star Wars lore and everything else like that. And then the Yoda baby. And the many things that could go here. But I'm like, I gotta remember, this show is set after Return of the Jedi, but before Force Awakens. And they got about 25 years of stuff they could do with this. And I have no idea what they're gonna do.
Yoda baby!
Yoda baby. So I just want to know what's going to happen to the Yoda baby. And where is the Yoda baby now?
I feel like the Yoda baby is going to be with the Mandalorian for a while. Or put in hiding or something, because...
Is the Yoda baby going to be in episode 9?
I hope not.
Why?
I need a self-contained story. I don't need a Yoda baby popping up out of nowhere. I'm like, who are you?
It's not out of nowhere. We just found him. I need a Yoda baby. I want a Yoda baby. I want a Yoda baby. Like, I need a Yoda baby. I need a Yoda baby pop. Funko Pop. I need a Yoda baby Funko Pop. That's what I would like.
Maybe the Yoda baby will actually have a name.
I know, right? And not Yoda baby. But Yoda baby is okay, because it sounds cute. Oh my gosh, I loved it. It was so cute. Oh my god, I'm like dying of cuteness. Oh, you know what else was amazing? You're talking about things that you want new. The Pixar shorts are so good. Like, so good. So there's one called Float, and it's about a dad accepting that his son is different. And, like, I cried. Like, I literally cried. Nice. So good. I mean, so, you know, it's a short, it's a Pixar movie. But, Pixar just makes you cry anyway. It was so good. Everybody should watch it. Oh, my God, I cried. And it was made by this guy whose son has autism. And it was about how he, like, had to learn to, like, accept his son and how difficult that is. And people don't talk about how... It is hard for some parents to, like, accept their kids with special needs. And I was just like, oh, my God. It was so good. Like, I cried. And there's another one called Pearl. I mean, Pixar knows. Like, they have some really good people working for them. And the animation is just so good. So, like, the Pixar shorts, it's, like, different from, like, the regular Pixar shorts. I mean, it's like the Pixar shorts that start at the beginning of their movies.
Did you watch anything of Sporky yet?
No, I haven't watched Sporky's things yet. No, not yet. I'm going to watch those. I mean, there's just so many. What I am going to do, is I saw somebody post it on Twitter, is, like, I've done this already on my own because I own all the movies. I own most of the movies. But watch all of the Disney/Pixar movies in chronological order from beginning. So, like, start with Snow White and then watch all the animated movies straight through. So I'm probably gonna do that. So, you know, watch Snow White and then Bambi and blah 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 blah. I'll probably do that.
Are you happy that, like, all the almost everything has been updated to, like, 4K? In, like, some of the older movies and all the Marvel movies, all the good stuff has, like, all been, like, updated to, like, 4K.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, okay. So, like, I love my older movies, but to see the animation and some of the live action things, like, you know, I don't know how many people have watched, like, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, you know, because most people love Mary Poppins. But Bedknobs and Broomsticks is like Mary Poppins times 1,000. Like, she's doing more witchy stuff and, like, acknowledging her witchness. You know what I mean? Like, Angela Lansbury needs to get her props for that. And, like, to see that in its full regalia, come on. Like that's the business right there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, I'm just, like, you don't understand. Like, my nights and weekends are booked. Like, I'm telling people right now, I'm down for Disney Plus and Discuss. Like, I need someone to come over, bring some wine, bring some liquor, bring some munchies, bring a blanket, let's cuddle, turn on some Disney, cuddle up, put on a Disney, and it'll be a fun time.
I'll be over in, like, a month.
Like, literally, I could talk to, like, I mean, I could go in depth about every Disney movie. Like, it'll be oodles and oodles of entertainment. I'm just telling you, Disney Plus in disgust, it's a thing. Get into it. Yeah, man. But today was a good day. Today was a good day. I wish I had some. I don't have any alcohol. I wish I did, because it would be lit. It would be lit. But I'm euphoric anyway, because like it's just been. I watched The Mandalorian 3 times. I watched it by myself at six in the morning. I watched it with my dad. I watched it again right before we started recording. My dad really enjoyed it, which I thought that was cool that he liked it. Like it's just. Oh, Disney's really got me, man. They got me good.
Yep, Disney has everyone, because there's so many technical issues, and there's people right now having issues with Disney Plus because of some of the little bit of censorship they did in The Simpsons. Did you see any of that?
No, say that again.
They're doing, they censored some stuff in The Simpsons.
Wait. What? How are they allowed to do that?
Yep, they're doing it. They're switching some stuff in little scenes, taking certain words out. They took the Michael Jackson episode off. A couple different things they've been doing with The Simpsons stuff. I was like, wow.
Well, I mean, okay. Wait, did they censor Deadpool? Wait, they don't own Deadpool.
They do own Deadpool.
No, but do they have the Deadpool movie? They don't have the Deadpool movie.
No, it's not going to be on Disney Plus.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
It's probably going to go to Hulu when all that stuff happens, but, you know.
Yeah, they don't have to. So that was like, they can't, like, censor the Deadpool movie.
Well, technically they could put the Deadpool Once Upon a Time.
Yes, technically, but they won't.
Oh no, it's PG-13, so it's like right there in the requirements.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see Deadpool PG-13.
It was okay, but
you saw it?
Like, I just saw the parts that I needed to see, which was like the 20 minutes they added with Deadpool and Fred Savage.
Oh, with Fred Savage? That's cute.
Yeah, so it's like kidnapping him was of like Princess and the Bride as he's telling the Deadpool story to him, and I'm making jokes and everything else like that. I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, because Disney. That's why.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll see that. That's funny. Yeah no, I didn't see, my sister wanted to see that because I didn't take her to see Deadpool because I was like, you're not going to like this because she doesn't like a lot of violence. I mean, I don't like a lot of violence either, but I saw Deadpool because, you know, Ryan Reynolds is funny. But, yeah, it was a lot of violence. It was just a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad they're working on 3, so.
Yeah.
But let's get into some other news as well.
Yeah, lots of stuff has been happening, huh?
Yeah.
What did we miss?
We got Hulu and FX kind of making a deal. Mm-hmm. Since they're all under the Disney umbrella now, all the FX shows that were like usually on Netflix and everything else like that, and on their FX app, which was like their own type of paid service app, is all getting shut down and shifted over to Hulu. Mm. And FX Studios are going to make 4 original new shows for Hulu itself as well. Mm. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And I like FX. Like, they have some really good shows over there. You've never watched Sons of Anarchy, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, creator Sons of Anarchy recently just got fired from his spinoff show, MC Mayans. Even though he kind of said he was going to leave the show after season 2, because his words exactly, I'm a white guy writing about a Mexican gang, banker gang. And I'm like, this is not my forte. It's more of my writing partner's forte. So he's going to take over and I'm out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but awkward part, he got fired just recently over some, like, he's kind of bad to work with. Like, he doesn't really have people skills like that. He's more of like the angry, curse you out type person.
Mm.
Yeah, so like Disney's more like, yeah, we're good. Cut him. But it's fine. It was fine. Like, he was going to leave the show anyway after season two, and they already finished season two, and they just got renewed for season three. So I feel like it's not that upsetting, but dude's just a dick, which is unfortunate. He makes great TV, but just work on your people skills. Come back with something else. And I'm like, and you're married to a great woman, is Katie Sagal. So, then let's see. Are you particularly worried about any other streaming services?
Worried?
Yeah.
I mean, I still have I have Amazon Prime. I'm not worried about Amazon at all. I think that they create good content, so I think they'll be fine. I mean, I use Amazon, and I mean, Amazon has enough other businesses that I think that they'll be fine with whatever they do. Netflix is fine for me. I think they also are trying to build their movie side. They build their own contents after they lose whatever they lose with their contracts. I think that they'll continue to make their own content. I mean, I think that they have to contend with Hollywood. And I mean, they've always been battling with the major movie studios. And I mean, Disney owns like 5 studios. So I mean, they've been battling with Disney for a long time anyway. They're going to lose a lot of shows, you know, in the next year or two when their contracts run up. But I think they're going to continue to build content. I think they need to stop with their like 3-year limit, though, and like stop getting rid of shows that people really enjoy. But they just don't want to pay the money for the shows. But I guess that's how they keep their costs down. I think they do lose a lot of money, though, with people sharing accounts. So, I mean, they have to figure that out, I guess. I don't know how they're going to make their money back. I know that they've been trying to figure out how to get people to not share accounts. I don't know how they're going to do that, but I'm not really worried about that. I mean, there might come a time when I don't have Netflix anymore, but you know, I don't think there's any shows on Netflix that I'm like tied to. So that's not like a big, I don't know. I'd have to think if there are like things on Netflix that I don't get anywhere else that I'm not like, that I'm worried about, but I don't think there are. There's this, I guess I go to Netflix primarily for the comedy, like specials. Like, I think it's Netflix comedy shows is probably what I go to Netflix the most for. So, yeah. And then, like, documentaries. So as long as those get a new home, I think that's really what I'd be worried about. But that's it.
Yeah, because I just seen that Netflix dropped their teaser trailer for the Selena series that they're doing.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, that looks good. I know PlayStation recently just announced that they're shutting down their streaming service View, which is like almost like a Hulu Live type situation over there.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they weren't getting enough subscribers, and they were losing money. So they just announced that they're going to shut that down January. Giving people enough time to like, hey, find something alternative to our cable provider and everything else like that. So I'm like, most people like that, they'll probably jump to Hulu Live or maybe YouTube Live Sling.
Or doesn't Apple have a TV thing?
No, Apple doesn't have like a live service TV.
What?
But they do.
Shocking.
Yeah, but they do have a streaming service now.
Boo.
I don't know. You might like the Jason Momoa series. So.
What?
Yeah, I said you might like the Jason Momoa series. I don't know.
I mean, I'm fine. I don't really necessarily need to see him.
Or the Steve Carell one.
I mean, I'm sure I can find it somewhere else. I mean, I'm not really here for anything Apple, so I'm good. I don't need you to sigh at me either. I'm just really not here. I mean, I'm not here for YouTube TV either, so, you know, it's not like a thing. I'm good.
So, are you a Friends fanatic?
Sir, please stop. Are you serious? If you're about to hit me with the Jennifer Aniston is having a show on Apple TV, I absolutely do not care.
No. They're talking about a Friends reunion show on
absolutely
HBO Max.
Don't care. Don't want it. Please take it away. Also, what is more important is Frasier is coming back. That should be the news of the day.
That is true, but I don't know what service. It might go to Netflix.
Yes, and that would be a reason to be excited. Frasier needs to come all the way back. Because I feel like Frasier should come back, and then he should be like, oh, also bring my other show back, Girlfriends. Because, you know, he was executive producer for Girlfriends. He should be yeah, so Frasier's coming back, and also Girlfriends.
Did you watch the Blackish episode?
You know I did it, because you know I've never seen Blackish.
I know. I need you to watch Blackish eventually.
I mean, you know I will. I'll probably watch it when it goes off the air.
It won't. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
No, I mean, what episode, what season is it on? Six? Five?
Six, yeah.
Yeah, so six. I mean, The Cosby Show went, what, 8 seasons? So I'd give Blackish maybe 10. Yeah.
Yeah, I give Blackish 10. I know they recently just canceled Fresh Off the Boat.
That had a long run. That had a longer run than I thought it was gonna have.
Six seasons, but
I know. That's wild to me. I didn't even know it was still on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like the internet kinda had to go after Constance Wu over because she wanted the show to end last season or something, only because she wanted to do a movie, but she had to turn it down because of her scheduling. As like I kind of get that. I'm like, sometimes creatively, like, you don't want to do the same exact thing over and over again, and you want to just move on. So, but well, at least she gets her wish now, so the show is gonna be over. Now she can actually do some more movie roles if she needs to, which should be good for her.
Yeah.
What else happened in the news recently? The shooting, they're shooting, the Eternals in the Galapagos Islands.
The Eternals is gonna be so good.
Yeah, they found a bomb on set.
What?
Yeah, they found like an old World War II bomb on set.
That's wild.
Yeah, so they kind of had to, like, evacuate the set and everything so they can handle that. But, like, where they're shooting at in the islands, it might be something around, like, Nazi Germany type era. So if it is, it could be maybe put some more light onto, like, the Tesseract or something like that, or, like, the Red Skull type thing.
I mean, it's basically going to tie everything in the Marvel Universe together. And but, I mean, I was watching some speculation, and, like, all of the element, I mean, all of the things that... All of the mythology, I mean, sorry, basically all of the elementals were going to be tied to different mythologies. So I think it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think it has a good spot because you got just Black Widow, then you have the Eternals, And after Marvel did Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm not going to bet against Marvel ever.
Yeah, no. Always bet on Marvel.
Yep. So, we'll see that. What else in the news? As of late, I'm thinking of a few other things they might have had. Or some new movies that might be coming out. Are you going to see Honey Boy at all?
I don't know what that is.
The Amazon movie with Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He basically wrote a movie, autobiography about his life, growing up being like a child star and everything, and kind of like how his dad pushed him in certain ways and everything else like that.
Oh, I might see that. I love Shia.
Yeah, it's like a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
After I might see that. I like, you know, I'm a big fan of Monsieur LeBeouf.
Yeah, I have a
Beef.
I think I'm seeing it Thursday because I have a screener, and that is another thing I will probably be watching on Disney Plus. Will be Even Stevens.
Yes! Oh, Shia. Love him.
Yeah. And I know, I still have to see his other movie, Peter Murder Falcon.
Love him. Shia.
Yeah, they are talking. He might get an Oscar nomination.
That's cool. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. Yeah, no, there's lots going on. I mean, not to mention all the, like, real life stuff, which I don't even want to get into. But, I mean, entertainment-wise, there's a lot of stuff going on. But, I mean, there's, what movie just came out? Oh, what was it? Joker hit in billions, isn't it?
It should hit a billion by this week. Should probably Saturday or Sunday it'll cross that $1 billion mark, which gives me hope, because now that a concept of a rated R movie made $1 billion that wasn't released in China, and just kind of like word of mouth and everything else like that of how good it is, helped make a movie like that cross $1 billion, gives me hope that Disney might just like start laxing up on some of the Marvel stuff and be like, yeah, you can put Deadpool under the Marvel brand, under the Marvel banner, Blade, maybe make it rated R or darker, something kind of like that, which will be like really give me hope.
Why do we need rated R movies?
I love rated R movies.
Well, okay, that didn't answer my question. Why do we need them?
We need them.
Why?
What? There was no rated R movies until, what, the 90s?
Okay, you haven't answered my question. Why do we need them?
Because some people like violence.
Okay, why do we need them?
Because it helps the story. If a movie is rated R, it helps the story.
How does it help the story?
Can Wolf of Wall Street be PG-13?
Yeah.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't. Not for the language. Not for all the sexuality in that movie. It cannot be PG-13. And some people like to use language. Certain things come across better saying fuck instead of saying shit, bitch, and stuff like that. I'm like, it gets across certain things better. If it works in a story, it's like, hey, this is going to be a rated R movie, it's going to be a rated R movie. Like, Dolomite. Because of language, nudity, and everything else like that, it's a rated R movie. And it's
I don't know. I feel like you can tell a compelling story with good acting and cinematography without language and gore or excessive violence.
Sometimes it helps.
I mean, how?
Quentin Tarantino got a whole entire filmography of them.
Yes, and but they, so does, I mean, but there are other directors who are not as graphic as him, who also have really good movies. So again, I don't think you need graphic violence and language using the N-word and the F-word to tell good stories.
Sometimes you do.
I don't agree.
Well, agree to disagree.
I just don't think it's needed. But, you know, it's all good. It is all good. All right, sir. I am being called by the Disney. but we have much more to discuss. Next week, we will have a full gamut of things on the docket to discuss, not the least of which will be the next episode of The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Also, I gave up on Raising Dion. I'm not watching that.
Okay, I mean, I finished it, so I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. I will watch the next season, if there is one. So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm just letting the listeners know. You will not hear me review that show.
That's fine. I thought it was cool. I enjoyed it, and I gave my review of it last time, so it's good. I thought it was fun. It did what it needed to do, in my opinion.
All right, so Disney Plus is calling you, and I feel like some liquor is calling me, so...
All right, we will talk to you next week, sir. Have a great night.
You as well.
Bye. All righty. Bye-bye.